please.
Thank you. The next case is case 11,632. Fiore Properties LLC are seeking a special use exception to operate a bed and breakfast in section 115-23C14 and 115-210A30 of the Sussex County zoning ordinance. The property is located on the east side of Beaver Dam Road, approximately 1,500 feet north of Holly Mount Road. The 911 address is 20415 Beaver Dam Road, Harbison. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, Map 10, Parcel 103.10. Staff received 2 mail returns, 0 letters in opposition, and 1 letter in support. And the letter is also from Robert R. Davidson, and he is expressing his opportunity to respond. His wife and he are in support of this special use and see it as a more desirable use than as a use as a rental property, and that the owner has maintained the property in a manner consistent with the neighborhood, and they have no problems that they have seen or heard. So they are supportive of the special use exception. So specifically, they are asking for a special use exception for a bed and breakfast. The maximum number of rooms they can have as a bed and breakfast are 6 rooms. So I just wanted to make sure that that is on the record. The maximum is 6 rooms within the bed and breakfast. Thank you.
Thank you.
And no cooking facilities.
No cooking facilities.
In the individual rooms.
In the individual rooms.
Okay. Yes, sir. You need to be sworn in, sir.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
I'm the Bahar. 20415 Beaver Dam Road, Harbison, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And this is a copy of your answers to the questions.
My questions.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you? Thanks for your public service. Appreciate it. I put a bunch of PowerPoint slides together, if it's okay, I'd like to share with you. And I've got 5 copies, so I'll keep one and
keep one to help. These are 3 for that.
Perfect.
Thanks. Before I start, I wanted to just share with you, you just confirmed that I received a copy of Robert Davidson's letter of support. Also, Mr. Brittingham's my neighbor. I believe he's supportive of the work of the request, and Brooke's also one of my neighbors. So I believe I have the support of the neighborhood, I believe. Here's the background to this case. I acquired the property. It was a strange acquisition. I'm a real estate investor. Had a phone call one day in the midst of the recession, you know, the 08-09 recession, mm-hmm. and a banker, I won't mention who it is, said, I've got a inspection, the FDIC inspection, had this property on my books. It was a contractor, built this, he had 10 kids, apparently he used to teach Sunday school, the bankers knew them through personal relationships. So they helped him build the house, you know, lent him the money to build a house, and he just literally disappeared. He went off to Ohio and left the house behind, and the bank had tried to market it, and the banker thought that I could find a way, as I've found in many cases, constructive way to make use of the property. I had a co-investor at the time, Joe Fiore, which is why it's called Fiore LLC, and he's no longer involved in the LLC. He sold me his interest several years ago. But I had an investor at the time who wanted to invest. So I mentioned this phone call to him, and we decided to pick up the property, and it was in very bad shape. The guy had built it, lived in it, but it wasn't up to shape. So we cleaned it up and rented it out. And we had a tenant initially, a lady called Leilani Martinez, a large family. And then she left and got another tenant, Jimmy Lewis, who was actually a roofer. He had a large family. Well, it wasn't, he was married to this woman who had, I think, 5 or 6 or 7 kids from prior marriages. And so they all ended up living in that house. And, 10 bedrooms, only tenants I could find. And there were large trash piles at the house. I was getting regular calls from Ira, the code enforcement officer. And eventually I evicted Jimmy Lewis, and his eviction coincided with me separating from my wife. I was single, so I decided I wasn't going to rent it out again. I wasn't going to get a similar tenant, and I was going to live there myself. And at the time, I founded a company in Seaford called Exergy, and I was interviewing folks, engineers, young engineers, to come and work for us in Seaford. So I made it part of the deal that they could come and have a place to live the way I marketed it, close to the beach. And so I got some really amazing talent that came down and lived and basically shared the house with me, Dr. Brian Kienitz, Scott Felkler. And that summer, last year, 2014, I had a lot of co-op students work in our company from University of Maryland, University of Delaware, Temple University, and it was a tremendous success. And we've done incredible things in the company. But then the co-ops left at the end of the summer, so the question was, what do you do with this? The basement has six bedrooms. So I didn't know the code, to be very candid with you. I've never kind of operated an Airbnb before. But I'd stayed in Airbnbs myself. I do a lot of traveling, and I prefer to use Airbnb than go to hotels. So I posted it up on Airbnb, these units, and these vacant units, it's been a tremendous success. We've had I would characterize a clean, preppy clientele. They're generally computer savvy. They come down for weekends. Plenty of off-street parking. And I would say what's been kind of fascinating for me this experience, has been that there's a little niche for folks to be able to stay at this lodge that don't fit the current, let's say, hotel in mix. And I'll give you a lot of examples of that. We had a gentleman who got a job. He's from Pennsylvania. Got a job working at the post office in Rehoboth, but he was going to take him and his wife several months to be able to go and find a home. He didn't know exactly when he first stayed with me. He only booked for a week, and then he decided that he wanted to stay a little bit longer to buy a house. So him and his wife came and stayed for several weeks and. Actually, a month eventually, and bought a house up in Red Mill Pond, but there really wasn't another sort of lodging option for him down here that was affordable that made it work for him. There's been I have 127 positive reviews from the Airbnb site, which I'm happy to share with you. But I mean, I'll read you. This was our third stay at Beaver Lodge. Great accommodations, comfortable weekend. I can say it's one of my best experiences in Airbnb, clean, ready. I mean, I could just go on. Had a wonderful night. The house is absolutely charming. And I showed you pictures here of before and after. When I took over the property from Jimmy Lewis, who I think was the person who complained to the county about this use. It was in disarray. We've cleaned it up. We've made it, I think, nice, charming. And I think, bottom line, it caters to a valuable niche, aiding regional economic development. My company certainly benefits from this. It's a positive contribution to the neighborhood. It's a clean operation. And let me just tell you that Airbnb operation is a cleanliness. And positive reviews are an absolute must. You'll never get anybody to stay in your place if they don't fill in positive reviews online. And so you have to keep it up. You got to cut the grass. You got to take out the trash. You can't have garbage around there. And I'm so happy about this experience. I bought the old Allen House in Seaford. I don't know if you're familiar with it on Main Street. They were going to knock it down. The city of Seaford is going to knock it down. I bought it. I'm going to turn that into a B&B because I think it's a nice little niche business. So anyway, these are the reviews. And if you have any questions, I'd be happy to take them.
Okay. Mr. Hudson, do you have any questions?
So, tell me, you've been already operating as a...
Yeah, I didn't, my understanding now, now I've learned the rules, I mean, I spoke to the code enforcement officer, and I'm apologetic for about that.
So basically, you've operated for a year as such?
Yeah, until we heard about, we got the letter, which was, I believe, in midsummer. And as soon as I found out, I spoke to her, and I came in and applied for the variance. And we had some overlap, and I mentioned it to her, that there were some people who booked back in March and February for August and July dates. So we couldn't cancel that, because the fee is $500 per cancellation. You know, it was impossible. But we've kept it, if you look online, you know, we've kept it locked up and haven't taken any additional bookings.
Are there... Yeah. Since you've already operated as such, has there been any, in any way, has it substantially affected adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties in the area?
I don't think so, sir. I think it's been, if anything, a significant improvement, because we've just continuously improved it to try to, you know, we get a review, somebody says there's not enough lighting in the parking lot, we put in a whole stream of lights all the way up, you know, to the driveway. You know, somebody says can't see the number on the box, we put in, you know, put in bigger. You know, we constantly get reviews, and we're forced to improve it, and it's been nothing but improvement. And I think my neighbors would concur.
Okay, and your application says you haven't done any structural modifications. It's in its original construction.
Yes, absolutely. No. We've cleaned it up. We've painted it. We've, you know, done, fixed the steps, you know, going up and whatever. But we've, there's been no structural change to the building at all.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's other than cosmetics, it's cleaning up.
Just cosmetics. Everything's cosmetic, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, how long have you been in Sussex County?
26, maybe 27 years.
And you didn't know that you needed a permit to do this?
I swear to God, I had no idea. You know, the code allows you to have Airbnb, but they don't. It doesn't allow you.
You have to appear before us.
No, one bedroom is fine. It's six.
Yes,
that's the issue.
Six,
yeah, six is the issue. Yeah, even if you read the Airbnb code, it says. Anyway, I mean the website. Yeah.
Let me ask you another question. Where were these people cooking?
They don't cook.
They don't cook.
They don't cook. They stay. That, right? All you have to do is
do you
leave.
Provide any for them to have their meals there? Or
no, they don't. They don't. Nobody eats in the house. I mean, nobody has lunch or dinner. The only thing I do is I leave continental breakfast out. I go and get croissants and Danish and stuff.
So
I leave that on
something there.
They eat, yeah, but it's there's no cooking.
There.
Yeah.
So there is food prepared there.
No, I don't. I go to BJ's and I buy.
Partaken food is partaken there. Is that correct? Okay, that would be the only place they could go, come is when you have the, you know, the, how should I say, continental breakfast.
Yeah, in the morning. So that's good. That's
but that's
good courtesy.
What you've been doing for the past year with these people coming.
Yeah, I always leave. I always leave bottles of water, fruit, continental breakfast, and downstairs, and it seems to work very nicely.
Has any of your neighbors said anything to you at all?
He's my next door neighbor.
Okay, no one in the neighborhood.
Sir?
I cleaned it up.
Sir? You need to come up, if you would, please.
And you can stay up there. And just for the record, Mr. Chairman, this is James Brittingham, who's previously been sworn in this evening.
Thank you. All right, sir.
The people that lived there before, I actually had a bobcat. I cleaned dumpsters full of garbage out. I mean, they dumped, because the guy didn't pay the bill, the dumpster was filled. When I was building my house, they dump, and the county has to have pictures because I called several times. They just dumped the whole dumpster right in the yard.
But what about since I've been there?
Since he's been there, this place looks, it's immaculate.
Okay. So by him having a bed and breakfast there, it didn't affect you in any kind of negative way?
No, it's so quiet there, you don't even know they're there.
How did you get caught?
I think he got into a dispute with Jimmy Lewis, which was my prior tenant, because they knew each other kind of outside of this thing. And And I think as a sort of retaliatory, so, I mean, I caught, I didn't, I, I'm.
You got
I'm
a violation.
Violation, right,
you
yeah.
You applied right away?
Yeah, right away, work? Came in, okay. Called the lady, right. You know,
that's,
up, and I did.
That's what I wanted to know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, the guy that lived there, I felt sorry for him when he got kicked out his house. I run into my house. When I run into my house, I didn't even get a security deposit off of him because I felt so bad for the man. I had to get my attorney to evict him out of one of my rentals.
Thank you, Jimmy, for sure.
Okay, well, I had on it anyway. No other further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You'd mentioned that there's a parking area. How many parking spots do you have?
Oh, it's a huge driveway. It's a huge parking. I mean, I don't know precisely, but I would say it's, I don't know, you could park 20, 25 cars down there at least. It's massive.
Yeah. And is it, you said it's lit. Is it lit in such
the
a
the whole
way
driveway. I just spent the money and had lighting put all the way up from Beaver Dam Road all the way back. The lot, by the way, is the full distance back. I mean, in the prior case, you were talking about all these different properties. Well, they're all my neighbors. You know, this property is a very large piece of property. It goes all the way back. Yeah.
And when Mr. Rickard was asking about cooking facilities, I just want to verify, there's no cooking facilities in the individual rooms?
No, not at all. There's just one central kitchen on my level, but the basement is, you know, where the six rooms are completely separate.
And those are the rooms that you would be using for this?
Yes,
this
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because the code does limit you to six.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
The other, any noise and emanates from that that's unusual?
You know, it's been an incredibly good experience for me. I can't say enough things, good things about it. No noise, no issues, no problems. There. I mean, I think one of the things about Airbnb is that the not only my reviews matter, but the people that book rooms, you know, they have reviews and they've stayed in other places, so I have an ability to vet who can come and who can't come. And so, you know, I'm careful.
How about traffic?
Nothing that is material, I think. I mean, generally speaking, people come like Friday nights and they leave Sundays. I mean, that's pretty much it. Sometimes you get some people midweek, and sometimes people stay a little bit longer than a few days.
You said you have adequate parking? Adequate parking?
Yeah, it's a very, very large paved parking area. Parking's never an issue, let's put it that way.
I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Okay. Two.
Two? Again, is anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to look at this a little more, what was presented, and think about this a little more. I would like to table this until October 4th.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Hudson that we table case number 11,632 until our first regular meeting in October, which is the 4th. Right.
I would have to confirm the date, but it would be the first meeting in October.
First meeting in October.
I apologize.
Just a moment. Yeah. Okay, I think that's what it is.
3 weeks from today, I recall.
That would be the 5th. The 12th. It's a Monday. I believe.
Today's the 14th, next week's the 21st, then it's the 28th. Then
it would be the 5th.
The 5th.
Then. October 5th.
Okay. Can I correct that? That's fine. That's going to be sure.
October 5th. Okay.
October 5th. So all those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Galloway. The reason has been stated by a vote of 3-0. Case number 11,632 is tabled until our first regular meeting, which is October the 5th.
Can I ask you a question? Do I have to be present October 5th?
No, you do not.
No, sir.
So you're taking time to review the case?
Yes, sir.
And then you'll provide a sort of a finding on, during that first meeting?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I understand. And Mr. Rickard, I'm sensing that you have a hesitation somewhere, and I want to make sure that I...
Sir, the hearing is closed now.
Oh, it's closed. Okay, I'm sorry.
Question.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you.